This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can always just send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I only have her for one more segment, so let me get her back on with me. I want to get her take on a couple of these issues. Sonya Schmidt joins me, and she says, we kind of kick off the weekend. I won't say together, but close. And you're coming to the Biblical Citizenship class tomorrow, right?
Oh, I so love it and wouldn't miss it. And I encourage anybody who's in the area to come, but then come, if you can't come tomorrow, which is the last class, come to the next one, and then I'm girding up to teach one myself as eloquently as Joe does. But, you know, here's the
thing.
Are you
coming to my class eloquently? Are you serious?
Would you cut it out? Here's the thing about your. Here's the thing about that class. It's like, I don't, I wish that I knew what I knew as much as I'd like to know. But the beauty of hosting, it really is hosting the Constitution class.
Yep.
You don't have to know everything. It's kind of like homeschooling. We're all learning at the same time and together, and the more you do it, the more you know. So
the more you know, the more you don't know. What is it?
Well, no. You know a lot.
Unless you don't know. Something like that.
You better stop it. I can't stand this fake humility. I'm going to come down. Let me just leave and slap you.
You're going to reach over and ruin the facade.
You know, exactly. You know more about the Constitution. I'm going to tell you something. I'm black. Did you know that?
Not till recently. I didn't know.
Okay. I'm black and I went to a public school. So trust me, I was getting the most negative messages about the Constitution ever. So I am teaching myself. At the same point, I'm going, I really have a heart for teaching this. And the beauty of it is I have a grandson who happens to be a little patriot. I don't know why. I'd like to think that I have some influence over
this. I'm sure you did.
I hope so. But he's a little patriot.
Well, that's good. You know, again, it's funny you should say that, because I was thinking growing up in Boston, in school, I went to a parochial school as a kid, and they didn't talk that much about politics. You know, obviously, it's about God, and we really did have math, science, and history and such. But I don't ever remember being taught about how bad our founding fathers were. We were taught about how much they fought and how much they relied on God for their success, you know?
I never heard that either. I do remember in the third grade, which is the same grade I saw this, you know, frisky teacher who I talked about earlier. But we were talking about slavery, and I think it was the time that they wanted to bring black history into our lessons. And I said, but did the did the slaves ever revolt? Did they ever fight against her? And she said to me, no, they were too stupid to fight. That was the defining moment for me, that teachers, the government, that I mean, just all in camps, I'm like, okay, they're stupid. They don't, because I know black people who would fight over what color shoes you have on. Didn't, wasn't likely, was not likely that they were able to be enslaved and not one of them fought. We're fighters by nature. We will fight if you shortchange us. You will fight if you don't do our hair right.
Listen,
in the salon.
I've watched Madea. I know. I see how you guys
fight. Hello. So that was the moment that I realized that teachers weren't smart.
Well, here's what I love about this is that you're teaching your son about some of the patriot, black patriots of the day. And mm-hmm. if you truly read about their history and what they were all about, you see they were extremely brilliant people. All right? I mean, those black spies and what had extremely.
Let me tell you something. I never heard about James Armistead until I saw, and there's plenty of information on him. Some is more woke than others, and I would advise your people to avoid those. But I didn't know about it until the biblical citizenship class.
And you've been black all your life?
I've been black my whole life. But that could just mean I'm stupid. That doesn't mean that the information wasn't out there. But I didn't learn about it in school.
No.
I learned about it through biblical citizenship. Yeah. I taught it to my grandson. He got completely turned on to who this guy was. And
because, I'm going to interrupt you. But it's okay. Because all you were ever told in school, all the young black kids, you were slaves, you're downtrodden, you know, you can't make it.
That's
without.
You're not careful, if you look up James Armistead, you will find a lot of that sort of perspective, that woke perspective of he's downtrodden. I find it fascinating that he could, you know, why he was put in that position is that he could read and write. What are they taking away from children right now in the public schools? The ability to read and write.
Yep.
They don't want no more black patriots. They don't want any patriots.
Oh, LBJ said it. He knew if he got the black community that they would be winning for hundreds of years.
I teach my grandson about something called independent thought. I don't know how we got on this topic, but independent, which allows me to talk to him about freedom and liberty and independence.
Well, you're done.
And then thought.
You're done.
Oh, good, because my daughter is like looking at her bedroom like,
tell her to go sleep on the couch and get up later. Always fun to have you with me. We'll have you back next week. Well, I have you back every week. Anyway, God bless. Have a great weekend.
God bless you, too.
Double T, your host, bought more with me when we come. I know, I'm not as pretty.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance, and it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. Got something to say? 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really what I want you to be. I want you to get informed so you know how to push back. You know how to talk back or rebut some of the ignorance, some of the stupid things that are being said out there. There's a lot of crazy. I mean, a lot of crazy news out there. And, you know, most of it, the majority of it, seems to be coming out of California. And it's the irritating part about all this, frankly and honestly, is we have no control in California. Some of your other states are seeing the same thing. You've got a legislative body that's out of control. And they really don't care what you think. So you know, you see here in California, they're talking about reparations. Well, I have to say again, reparations for what? There was never, look, I didn't grow up in California. But there was never, there was never slavery here. It's even built into their constitution. So what they're going to be doing is, if you can prove that you were, you don't have to prove that your ancestors were slaves here in California. You simply have to prove that your ancestors were slaves. So you could have been a slave in Georgia, or South Carolina, or any one of those southern states. And California, with California taxpayer dollars, will pay reparations for you. How does that make sense? All right? We've got kids that are homeless. We have families that are homeless. We have people paying crazy gas rates. And the governor keeps giving away more and more and more and more money. Now, he has decided, they have decided, the loons in Sacramento have decided, that they're going to offer unemployment to illegal aliens. So if you're here illegally, okay, and you don't even have to work, is my understanding from what I read, a long period of time. You think about what we go through to collect unemployment. Now what's happened because of COVID, you've had people that can't go back to work. Their businesses are out of business. One woman was complaining to her legislator about it, so what did he do? He goes and decides, hey, look, we need to pay these people unemployment. They worked while they were here. They were paid. Now, when a California legislator says they're paying a taxes, he means one of two things. I want you to think about this. He either means that because they were using a stolen Social Security number, they were getting taxes taken out of their paycheck, right? And they can't get that money back. Or, if you ask them closely, it's because they're paying sales tax. That was the other thing. So, I don't even know how you combat that. I really don't. I'm not being funny. I'm not trying to be, goofy here. I don't even know how you combat that. So it was introduced last month by Assembly Member Eduardo Garcia, a Democrat from a large Hispanic area. It would create what they're calling the Excluded Workers Pilot Program. Now, it would only go for 2 years in the beginning. And it provides funds to undocumented workers who lose their job or have their hours reduced during the calendar year. Right? Now, of 2022. Now, it should cost about, not a whole bunch of money. They're looking to spend about $600 million. Now, that's just the payout. That doesn't include the administrative costs. You know how that goes, right? Anyway, it's amazing to me. Now, the report released Thursday argues that the undocumented workers play a key role in California's economy, contributing an estimated $3.7 billion in annual state and local tax revenues. Right. Sales tax. Many of these people were deemed essential workers. Right, go figure that one out. And the reason, now this is what's really funny. So the reason that they were deemed essential workers is because they worked in the agricultural industry. Now here in California, produce or production is down in the agricultural world, because the loons in Sacramento won't let the farmers have the water that they need to grow what they need to grow. Hello? Just, you're sitting there with a cup of coffee or drinking here. I want you to think about this. Right? You have, this is just amazing. You have field workers. Well, I'll just be nice about it for the moment. You have farm workers. Their whole job is to pick fruits and vegetables, right? When they're ripe and what have you. And then you have the state telling the farm owners, oh, no, you can't have the water you used to have. You're using too much. I mean, Newsom said it was a waste of water. I don't know why. I don't know what he said it for. Nobody seems to know. The Dems are great at walking things back because his staff jumped all over it. But anyhow, so if he's not allowing them to have the water they need to grow the crops they need to grow, of course he doesn't need as many workers. And the state drove that. Why? are you paying them? There's at least a minimum of 2 million illegal aliens live in California. Right? Over just a little over a million, they estimate, are participating in the workforce. Of the 1.6 million workers in an area of California where there's, you know, heavy farmland, big farmlands, an estimated 7% are undocumented. Now, nearly 38% of non-citizen workers, as they call them, and more than 61% of children living with non-citizen workers, live in households earning less than a living wage. They face chronic and severe housing and food insecurity, as they call it. And these workers face high rates of extreme hardship. Look, I know some of you are going to get mad at me, but here's the deal. Instead of spending all this crazy money, right, you really, if they've been here for a long time and they've been working and their kids are going to school, and I mean, why don't you help them find a path for legal residency? I've talked about this before. I'm not going to beat it up. You have citizenship, which is what they all seem to be pushing for, but you also have a legal residency where they can get a green card, allows them to be here and work, allows them to be here and live without actually having citizenship. And I think they should pay back whatever it's cost to keep them here individually before they have a shot at citizenship. It's just nuts. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House claims a nationwide gas tax holiday remains on the table.
We've seen a number of states do that, and you know, it can have an impact, about 18 cents, I believe, if I remember correctly, one of the reasons why we're considering it.
During a press briefing on Friday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a number of states have done it in an effort to give consumers a break from soaring gas prices. The White House is under growing pressure to do something to get prices down. The downside of a gas tax holiday involves taking money away from planned federal highway projects. The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate that you spent with me. On the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just sending me messages, being part just being part of the solution here, right? I mean, get informed. I can't do it all for you. But get informed so you can engage with people and really hold their feet to the fire. Right? Anyway, I always appreciate it. Look, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. It's a great place to go because here's the deal. We all need pillows. We all need sheets. We all need, you know, comforter. All kinds of things there, including the slippers. Use promo code Joe on your way out, and you'll receive 50 to 60% off any product you buy. And, you know, the beauty behind that is I make a few bucks. You save a few bucks. Mike makes some money. Mike Lindell, the owner of the company, who's always been supportive of conservative talk, is now doing it to make sure that we get a few bucks out of it. Because the social justice social justice sites, platforms, they won't allow us to make any more money. We just had a couple of more, you know, videos from YouTube pulled. Shouldn't have been anything there to get them crazy. Nothing. And some of them go back to 2015. So they're searching. Right? I mean, they're really searching for stuff. As I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about how California's got all this money they don't know what to do with, but they can't bring the price of gas down. Actually, the Democrats actually voted against bringing the gas tax down. And voted to raise it, basically. Yeah, that's another story for another day. But there are a bunch of loons up there. So, we're talking about how the, you know, they're calling them undocumented workers. I'm going to call them illegal aliens. That's what they are. That's what the Constitution calls them. Right? And I get that they face extreme hardship. Right? That there's a lot of things they can't get their hands on, even though they're up here working. I love whenever the government says that they pay taxes like everybody else. The truth of the matter is they don't. See, this is what gets the American people mad. Just tell the truth. Tell the truth, how you feel, what you're doing for them, and leave it at that. Because, see, at first you were able to bullpucky everybody. They really didn't know. They believed that was going on. Now they see what's going on. And you're still lying to them. Right? I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Telling us it has a zero, you know, Joey B. I love it. Build Back Better and other things he's doing. Always tells us how it doesn't affect the economy. And it always does. It's just nuts. And I would let them get away with it. Because there's so many other things that are changing. So the state, what the state is using as a reason to pay unemployment to these people, that they face other challenges. And they're not only likely to increase as a result of, ready for the first one, environmental challenges, wildfires, earthquakes, extreme heat, drought, right? And public health, the public health pandemic. My God, you guys have, you paint a picture of no reason to live anymore. Right? The program is called La Gloria. Or Glory, as they said. And, you know, you can use the funds to pay rent, bills, buy for, of course, if they keep the money, what are you going to do? Now, the fun thing about this, too, is from the Florida State House. The State House. They're presenting these bills and they're speaking in Spanish. Now, look, I grew up in a real Italian neighborhood. Okay? They didn't allow you to speak Italian when you were presenting stuff to the city council. Because you're in America. America, that's right. Right? And you're speaking to a legislative body, if you would. This is ridiculous. Totally and utterly ridiculous. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, again, for people who don't pay into the system, why do they get paid unemployment? And somebody goes, well, you know, because of the way the laws are written, they can't give you, they can't give them back the money. Well, of course not, because they stole somebody else's Social Security number. Then they said, well, they did that because they couldn't get one. All right. You want to play this logic game? You know, if they came to the border the way they were supposed to, if they worked it through the way they were supposed to, they probably could have got an ID to work. Now, I'll bring on an immigration attorney to prove it. They just want it by a snap of the fingers. They want it so easy. We talked earlier about the California city to give universal income to transgender and non-binary residents. Just, you know, so they're all too much of a coward to fight it, but I would fight it based on discrimination. Right? And on top of that, they have to meet a certain poverty level. Well, are you telling me that there's straight Hispanics that may need that money? There's straight white folks that might need that money? There's straight, I don't know, Asians that might need that? I think you got a real problem. Right? I think you got a real problem because I think somebody could fight that on the basis of discrimination in a heartbeat. And this is ridiculous. Again, ridiculous. And not only that, they would need three or four times the money to actually make this work. And it's like everything else they do. They come up short. They'll tell you the reason it's failing is they need more money, and it would be working, and look, it's working for the families they've already given the money to. Right? Just nuts. And there's no stopping them because the Republicans don't even have enough to put up a fight. Not that they would. You know what I mean. But there's nobody really there to stop to actually get in their way. And it'd be nice if there was. All right. Governor, Texas Governor Abbott, it seems that he's making good on his promise. He's already starting to fill up buses, right, at the border, and he'll be transporting these illegals to D.C. Now, it'd be fun to watch them stop this. How are they going to do it? To go through states, and if there's some blue states to try to stop them, what do you do? No, seriously, no joke. And then when you get to D.C., they should be able to dump them there. Who's going to stop them again? Because they're not doing anything different. I mean, if you went to court on it, you said, look, we're not doing anything different than the federal government's doing. The only difference is it's just a different place. So just within the last 24 hours, Texas Division of Emergency Management, they've dispatched a whole bunch of buses to a small Texas community. Now, the Democrat mayor of that small Texas community is saying, look, we are flooded. They're sleeping on the benches, in the parks, on the streets. You know, did you hear me? A Democrat mayor. Should be all over this, right? In the 24 hours that he's put all those out there, he says, I'm going to send as many as I can, or as many as I need to start moving them properly. If they could drop them in our cities, just randomly drop them without letting us know, we shouldn't have a problem dropping them in D.C. Right? And there's a whole bunch of areas now in southern Texas that are overrun by illegals. The services aren't available there for it. So just amazing again. So they say that every bus has the capacities and supplies necessary to carry up to 40 migrants. On Wednesday, Abbott said that the state would be sending the migrants to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they're allowing to cross the border. Oh, the lefties are going nuts with this. This is inhumane. This is just not right. You shouldn't be doing this. You're uprooting them again. Well, actually, we didn't uproot them the first time. If you had sent them back, because 80-some-odd percent of them do not qualify for amnesty and or anything else, we wouldn't be having this problem. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Don't be your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air here, just chatting it up, whether you're in the chat room, sending me emails, whatever it is. And I do appreciate your time. There's just a lot going on. I mean, a lot happening in the news. Again, as I said, you've got Governor Abbott, who's now filling up buses and sending them to D.C., and they should just be round the clock going back and forth. I mean, really, because they're going to start letting them in droves. Why does Texas have to take that on? Why is it that the federal government gets to do these kind of things and then leave it to us to clean up? Put it on the taxpayers of a state that don't want it. You don't have a right to... You know, it's really funny how the left really feel like they have a right to spend your money any way they want to. See if they're doing the same thing. And the head of the agency, the Texas Division of Emergency Management, said they're going to get as many buses and use as many buses as they need to start moving people out. And they can do it. They have a state right to do that. So if the Biden administration says it wants to deal with it, it wants to make it better, it wants to make it easier for immigrants. Well, the agencies are right there in D.C. What a better way to do it, don't you think? So I wouldn't. Again, I wouldn't get in his way. Let it go. Amazing. And then something else came. What was this? With Psaki today. Apparently, she's not willing to agree to giving Americans free smartphones, even as they're handed to illegal immigrants. I mean, they give them out like candy again, just like they did with Obama. Right? I guarantee you, every one of those smartphones is getting text messages on a regular basis. Right? From the administration. And then when they go to run for office again, when they go, whatever it is they're going to be doing, think about that and how that's going to work out, how much information they're going to be getting from the candidates. It's just amazing. It never stops. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. So many of these goofball, stupid stories. Just amazing. And again, I like the bus story. That's actually my favorite for tonight. Is that he actually stepped up and did it. Because there were many who didn't think he was going to. Right? Psaki, she won't agree to giving Americans free smartphones. That's funny. Because we're paying the taxes. We're paying the money for those illegals to get them. Because, you know, they're gonna track the illegals with the smartphones they're getting. Raise your hand. How many of you believe that? Let me take a count. It's just amazing. And you're paying for this, people. Right? This is why they need all this extra money. You need to pay for this. It's not going to stop anytime soon until we start getting rid of those people. Look, somebody just said, you know, all of those phones have tracker chips. All phones have tracker chips in them. All phones are easy to track and easy to find. Look at guys, some of you who have, I don't know if Android does this, but I know if you have an iPhone and you have an iCloud account, which they really want you to have, kind of push it on you, it tracks your phone. It can tell you where it is. That's pretty creepy. And you can shut off the location finder. But I'll tell you what, instead of pinpointing almost exactly where you're at, oh, it finds you within a block. Yeah, done it. So the White House is defending Biden administration's ongoing effort of tracking illegals through cell phones. Oh, heck, why don't you just give them a shot? Oh, that's right. You won't intrude on their bodies. You don't force them to do anything like have to have the vaccination. But you will on Americans, hardworking, taxpaying Americans, patriotic Americans. Asked Friday by Fox News White House correspondent Peter Doozy, man, you know what? The kid, the guy, he is all over this. I mean, he's not afraid to ask her anything. She's going to be extremely happy to be out of that mess. Asked Friday by Fox News White House correspondent Peter Doocy whether the administration had a plan to give free smartphones to U.S. citizens who wanted them, the White House secretary said, should we not be tracking migrants who regularly cross the border? See, I would have said, no, we should be stopping them at the border, just like the law says. This is ridiculous. Well, it'd be great if anybody that wanted a free phone and free monthly plan could get one, Doocy said. So is that going to be an offer for everybody else or just for people that walk into the country illegally? Now, you know she's got blood coming out of the side of her mouth at this point, right? Well, Peter, as when we talked about this the other day, what I noted to you is that we have a range of means of tracking individuals who regularly migrate to the country. Now, in order to ensure that they're meeting their notice to appear obligations, that they're appearing in court where they should appear in court. Except that 90% of them don't show up, and that's not a made-up number. 90% of them don't show up. Right? Come on. I love it. And then, of the ones that do show up, We'll make it easy. We'll make it a monk moment. 90% don't show. That leaves you 10%, right? Of the 10% that do show up, 80% of them don't qualify for asylum here. So think about that. Asked about the initiative on Wednesday, Psaki dismissed the concern that the phones would be thrown away by recipients and said that handing out smartphones as part of our effort as individuals coming into the United States who eventually, well, they'll have a way to proceed to the immigration proceedings and how we can monitor them and track where they're at. Now, another reporter said, look, sources tell him that with parolee releases, the migrants are asked to turn themselves into ICE. Now, in a city of their choice, he goes on to say, I'm told many of them are given these phones by the government to track them and allow them to communicate with ICE, but many of them are being tossed. So, you know, and Psaki said that Biden will soon be traveling the country, but she had nothing to predict or specifics on whether he would make the first trip to the southern border. You know, border towns are waiting for this influx of migrants. Why wouldn't they go there? Right? I mean, why wouldn't he go there and see the damage firsthand? Matter of fact, I would bet you if you got him alone, he doesn't even know what's going on down there. You think I'm wrong? Because I don't. Oh, these lunatics. They never stop. The rumors in D.C. probably make it Pelosi crazy. See, she screwed up. She let her into the inner circle. She screwed up. Right? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office is pushing back against a book that claims she said Reps AOC and Pramila Jayapal. I refuse. Competed to be Queen Bee of the left last year. They opposed the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Under the Speaker's leadership, House Democrats have made historic progress. Really? For the American people. And they're unified by a common purpose of addressing the needs of hardworking families. No, they're not. They're killing hardworking families. They're killing them with higher taxes. They're killing them with higher prices. They're killing them with the inability to actually fill your gas tank. Right? Come on. She claimed it was nothing more than gossip. Now, the strongly worded statement came after Punch Bowl News Friday published a story from the book. It was "This Will Not Pass" by Jonathan Martin. According to the excerpt, Pelosi told one senior lawmaker the Democrats had alienated Asian Hispanic immigrants with loose talk of socialism. In some of the same communities, the Italian Catholic speaker said Democrats had not been careful enough. Why do you have to do that? I got a double slap or what? The Democrats had not been careful enough about the way they spoke about abortion among new Americans who were devout people of faith. So look at what they're doing here. They're not talking about their principles. They're talking about how they screwed up not covering up their principles to certain people, to certain groups. What do you think? Joe Pizzini, your host. God bless. Don't go anywhere. You get another hour of me coming up right after the break. You're listening to the Joe Pizzini Show.